Thank you and good morning. You can have crab on the dinner table for Thanksgiving, but you're going to have to catch them yourself. The State Department of Fish and Wildlife announced that the recreational crab fishing season in California will open tomorrow. There are advisories for those of us who catch crab north of Point Reyes, however, to not eat the butter or to use the stock from boiled crab for eating purposes. Last year's recreational crab season was canceled due to high domoic acid levels in crab found off the local coast. Eureka police officers responded to a report of a disturbance and possibly shots fired at a residence in the 1600 block of Summer Street early yesterday morning. When they arrived, they found two men engaged in a physical struggle, 59-year-old transient Jerry Warren and the homeowner, 73-year-old Piero Mori. Mori told officers that he found Warren inside his fenced backyard stealing items and tried to detain him at gunpoint until police arrived, and that Warren tried to flee and they got into a fight. Mori then told officers he hit Warren over the head with the pistol, and it discharged. And although no one was hit, the firearm was seized as evidence. Warren was booked into county jail for robbery after receiving treatment for head wounds, and Mori was cited at the scene and released. The DEA will make any further determinations regarding any charges Mori may face. The Sheriff's Office has announced that the Trinity River Sheriff's Station is now open for business, and the office can now staff the site and provide a larger law enforcement presence in the eastern part of the county due to Measure Z funding. The Trinity River Station will be manned by a sergeant, a corporal, six deputies, and they will be supervised by the lieutenant at the McKinleyville Station. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg was joined by Undersheriff Bill Hansel and other officials at a ribbon-cutting ceremony on Wednesday. Jordan Christmas has news from Eureka.
Eureka City officials made the decision to discontinue the rotating temporary sleeping areas for the homeless. This decision comes after weeks of discussion among City Manager Greg Sparks and senior staff. The city reports that since the temporary sleeping areas were made, the city has seen an increase in complaints from surrounding businesses and citizens who use public areas regarding the conditions. The city also reports that there has been a sizable increase in graffiti, violent crimes, as well as assaults. And individuals who still need a place to stay will be directed to the rescue mission or Betty Chen's Blue Angel Village.
Thank you, Jordan. The Hoopa Tribe has announced it has entered into a business partnership with the company that owns Altree, a wooden plastic composite material used in the building trades. Altree is manufactured by PJ Woodlands Corporation, and the partnership with the Hoopa Tribe gives the manufacturer access to an employee base and a labor force, and also includes a multi-million dollar investment by the tribe, who have acquired a significant minority stake in the business. Altree uses forest slash to make wood pulp that is combined with plastics to make recyclable and reusable materials. Tribal Chairman Ryan Jackson said in a statement that the partnership will meet many tribal needs and bring many well-paying jobs to the tribe. The deal is scheduled to be completed in December. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Propositions, measures, local races, county races, state and federal races, and a voting handbook as thick as a college textbook. Californians have a lot of decisions to make this election, and whether or not you're one of the rapidly growing number of voters who vote exclusively by mail, or someone who still takes meaning from filling out a ballot at the local polling place, historical voting data shows us one thing. When the presidential election is involved, Californians turn out. The comparison of numbers for a presidential election year and an off year can be stark. In the 2008 general election, more than 60% of registered voters in Humboldt County turned out, a percentage that nearly matched the state number. Just a year later, however, during the 2009 off-year election, fewer than 30% of registered voters in the county and the state cast a ballot. The numbers improved somewhat in the off-year congressional election of 2010, when just about 50% of registered voters in the county cast a ballot, and statewide the number was closer to 60%. The presidential election year of 2012 saw the number of voters shoot back up both locally and statewide, as more than 72% of local registered voters cast a ballot, a number matched at the state level. Humboldt County and the state do lag in one voting category, however, the number of eligible voters who have actually registered to vote. Locally, that means just over 76,000 of 104,000 adults in the county eligible to register to vote have done so. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.